Hi, Alberto.
Hello. What's wrong with Steve?
He's having technical issues. I don't know.
Oh, my God. How the fuck you sent an email? Okay. Can I just click the link?
You should be able to just copy and paste, can't you?
Okay.
Is my link the same link to send to people? The link you send me, is that the same?
Yeah, but she wants it sent to a certain email.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I usually send it through Messenger or something. Uh-huh. But she wants it sent to here. Oh, there we go. I think I got it. I tell you, it's fucking bullshit. You know, I got trying to figure out the link, then I get it on, then I got to go to Facebook to copy the link to Messenger.
Uh-huh.
That's how I get it to send to you guys. Now I got to re-log into that because that was shut down.
Just give me your email. I'll send it to her.
I got it.
Okay. Wow.
No Eddie today?
I sent him the link.
Oh, he's right here. Shit. There he is.
Wow.
He's happy as he can be.
What do you got to do, Arsene? I don't want to hear it.
Welcome to the shit show, Eddie.
I feel the same way. You know what? Like,
I don't want to hear it.
I was sitting like just like that, just the same way.
You know what? I was trying and a thing happened and I was like, what is it? It said the camera was blocked. The browser was blocking it. So I was trying to do what it said. It told me what to do, but it still wasn't working. That just makes me sick.
The show was canceled.
Eddie.
And of course, there was no communication from Steve.
Because I was working, trying to hurry and get it, because if I couldn't get it, I was just going to say, hey, I can't do it, no show. Like, I was trying my best.
Getting ready to leave. Go get a haircut.
I know, Eddie.
Eddie's weak in haircut.
You've had all week to get a haircut, and you got to pick today.
Oh, what was that?
Steve fart now?
What was that?
Okay, so that just wasn't me. Everybody heard it.
Yeah.
What was it? Is it Friday the
13th? It's some feedback. Somebody's plug is messed up. We're late already, man. You want to take a piss? Go take a piss.
No, because the guest is going to come on any second. I know it. Okay. Well, hello. Welcome back, Alyssa.
Hello.
Nothing's changed.
I see that.
Okay. We're ready?
Guess so.
I'm very upset. God. I got to come from a shit yard place. Then I got to come to another shit yard place where everything's just collapsing. And then I see your guys' faces, like your Eddie's hands crossed. Catch you guys. Hey, Steve, what happened?
Hey, you know what? I do not blame Eddie because when I used to have technical problems, you just be ragging on me. So get your shit together.
Okay. I will just hush. I will be quiet because it's always you got to throw yourself in it all the time.
Yes, I do. What the hell are you laughing at, Alyssa?
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
Well, she's looking
she
down
hasn't
on
even been here.
You know, it's entertainment.
Dad, and she's looking down on her crotch at the same time. I'm all.
Oh, I'm zipping my jacket because I want to be like Eddie.
Oh shit! Look at these jackets, huh?
I wanted to zip it up so you could see.
It's cold.
See the sign on my booby.
All right, let's do this.
But I feel all crooked.
You feel crooked?
Yeah, but it's not lining up.
Or what are you? You cut up your shirt, and I mean, what do you expect?
There.
Don't look in the camera.
Are you catching or something?
Huh? Yes, Eddie, we'll talk about my fingers later, okay? We gotta go. The show's almost over. Let's get going. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, what do we do? Okay, what do we do? Okay, got it. I almost forgot how to get on.
He has to talk himself through it again.
Okay, let's go. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My My name is Eddie.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. And here we are. Perfect. Yay. As always.
Well, we had the extra time to rehearse.
First, I gotta apologize for the technical difficulties. Oh, you know, it just really upsets me when this happens. You know, because it's like, okay, we have a show going on, and something happens, and I'm like, okay, what is? Okay, we gotta fix it. And I'm running around trying to fix it, and then
I just assume
that the guest wants to know what's going on, so I'm like, oh my god, I gotta message her while I'm fixing it, and then or the guest, whoever it's gonna be. Then we got other people. Hey, is there a show today? I'm getting random text messages, right? So Richard? I'm trying to message everybody while I'm working on the technical difficulties. And then I get you guys on, right, before we start the show. And I see Alberto with, you know, like, I've done wrong, right?
No.
And then pull Eddie up, and he's sitting there like, I've done wrong, too.
Eddie had the Fucci face on. I didn't. I was just, yeah.
The only one that was cool was Alyssa.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what happened before I arrived, so she's probably yelling at you left and right.
Okay, well, anyway, I apologize. We're 20 minutes late, and I'm sorry. Hey, there was almost no show today, and then I got to explain to everybody.
I assumed the guest canceled.
That's what I thought.
You know what? Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie.
But I got to answer to other people, all right?
He answers to God.
I gotta answer to other people why we don't have a show. What's going on? Why? It's just not saying, well, we just don't have one today. You know, we'll get it next week. It doesn't work that way.
It has before.
Well, I gotta answer to other people. You get to go and, you know, go to Disneyland and have a good time, and I gotta sit here and answer to everybody. Why are we always fighting? It's a new year. Can we not fight?
No, that wasn't my resolution.
I didn't make a resolution. Right.
Is the police getting near your house? I hear a siren or a kid yelling. Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? The grandbaby. Yeah, the grandbaby's crying. I don't know what's going on. Oh. Sorry.
And she sounds like kid. A siren?
No, he's like crying. He's okay. In another room. That's so far.
Just
so
abandon your kid at the airport like those parents.
Alyssa, it's fine.
The fire station.
It's fine. Eddie, it's good to see you too.
Good to see you guys.
I'm disappointed with the arms crossed, but hey, you know, I'll get over it. You know, I've put you in situations that were very awkward during show times in the past, so.
Eddie reminded me of the one guy from the Haunted Mansion in the portrait with the arms crossed. The one that on top of the...
like Beetlejuice guy? The little head?
No, there's the guy in the totem pole that there's like two guys underneath him. They're going into quicksand, and he's all proud.
Oh.
Okay. So.
What you're talking about.
Pirates of the Caribbean,
Henny.
Right?
Haunted Mansion.
Does anybody know Henny?
No.
Who? Okay, our guest is in the waiting room. I can see her, but nobody can see her.
I want to say Henny is maybe
Henny Heights?
Her name on YouTube.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, we don't know. We got to ask her.
Yeah.
And then Kathleen.
That's the only thing
You know what's funny is the stream, we had problems, right? No, yeah. That looked like Eddie when I pulled him up on the stream when I got it off.
Hair.
It's like the Undertaker.
Eddie, you got long hair, Eddie. Wow.
It's like the Undertaker.
Look, I'm matching Eddie and.
Oh, me. No,
Alberto.
Don't.
Alberto!
Yeah.
Alyssa, you know who we're trying to get. Mainstream show, and I thought she was going to start flashing people. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm matching both of them.
That's
look at you.
You can do it on the M25 show, OnlyFans show.
OnlyFans. We have an OnlyFans?
You have an OnlyFans?
Oh, boy. I have the secret
check
one.
That out. Okay, so here's what's gonna happen here. Since we're late, we got to get our guest on right away because she's been waiting, and then we'll start the show off with the interview. It's good to have everybody back. Alyssa's been on. Yeah, we'll talk about you later, Alyssa. It was a surprise that you were off on our first day.
It was a
of our show of the year. It was a surprise for us too. Very big. Bigger than your
than the announcement of our fans only page.
No, the bigger than your how can
your
I say
boobies.
It with, my
tatas. Your boobs, yes.
Your rack.
Okay, we're going to have our guest on. She's a musician. I say musical guest. Her name is Karma, and that's with all capitals. I learned that yesterday. I posted. I didn't put all capitals.
The hard way?
And they let me know. And I put the wrong date. I've had a very, very... 2 days have been very bad for me. But
did you meet up with Shug Knight?
I put a post up.
You got hung on the side of the building?
But I got it right, and I corrected the wrong and got it right, and we're good now. And she's in the waiting room. We're going to pull her out right now. And somebody's calling me, too.
Oh, wonderful. Wow.
I swear.
Turn off your phone, asshole. Jeez.
I can't because that's where I have... You don't understand, guys. I need... The phone is connected to all this. All the stream technical stuff is all connected. Stop calling me. If you want to call me when I'm not doing a show. You guys call me every... I get 100 calls during the show, and then when the show's over, I don't get shit. Leave me alone, then. Okay, let's get her. Eddie, that better not be you messing around with me.
You're in the bathroom, and the kids are knocking at the door.
Oh, here we go. Your kids are knocking on the door?
I said it's like a parent when you, well, more like a mom when she's trying to go to the bathroom and the kids are knocking at the door. Mommy, mommy, mommy.
Oh, God. Alberto, stop it. Now Alberto's calling. Okay, let's get our guest.
You know what? Let's just give out your phone number.
Might as well. Everybody want my phone number? Seems like everybody has it.
562.
Oh, stop it. Let's get our guest out here.
No balls.
Her name is Karma. Hello, Karma.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi.
Aren't you happy to be on this show that's very well produced and very well...
I am so happy and grateful to be here today. Yes, sir.
I want to apologize because we had some technical difficulties and I was trying to fix it. That's why I didn't message you right away because I was like, okay, I want to fix it and then we'll get it going. But I was going to message you if we couldn't fix it and then have to... tell you, hey, look, I'm sorry, it's not gonna work out, we'll reschedule, but that's why it took me a little longer to get to you.
Yeah, no worries, you know, life works how it wants to work out, so I'm glad we're here.
Okay, we need a question because we were discussing somebody named Henny. Is that you?
Yes, that's a future project that'll be, you know, later.
Okay, like gotcha.
Past vlog kind of thing, but that's gonna be a little later on.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, we were just curious.
Just, my emails, yeah, you know.
We fight about the weirdest things here, so we figured we get that out of the way.
Securing the name.
Securing the name. Okay, so how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Let me. We're good. Oh, you know what? How rude of me. I know you know us already, but I got to introduce everybody because later on they'll give me shit that I didn't do it right. So we have Alyssa up here, we have Alberto, and we have Eddie and myself, Steve.
Hello.
And welcome.
Hey, guys.
Can I say you've been on the show before, right?
Yes, sir.
On another venture you had. Are you still in that venture or is that?
I was thinking about that. It's funny because I was a pretty different person the last time we all got together, and I was still finding my way. And so now that I'm on this track, I'm like living my dream. I'm literally living my dream, living the dream I've had my whole life with music, and I just have hopes for it to get better, you know, and just keep working hard. That's it.
Very cool. So how did the music start? How did this get going? Oh,
well, I've wanted to be a singer my whole life. Ever since I was young, but you know, you learn things in life and you go through things, and I kind of got really distracted from like what I really wanted in this life, and luckily I found my way back and I just started releasing music, you know, out on the platforms last month. It's just the beginning, you know. It took so long to get here, the journey, and but now it's a new one. It's the beginning of a new journey, but it's the journey I want to be on. Yeah. Okay. And you're probably asking about the jewelry, right? Yeah, I still do jewelry. I still rapping, you know?
Oh, okay.
People
okay.
get Alyssa... mad at me when I stop. They're like, wait, you're too good. I'm like, okay, well, okay.
you could do both, right? Alyssa, don't you have a piece of her jewelry that she made?
I do. I have a ring.
I have a ring too.
That she made.
Mm.
I love that. Yes. Yeah.
I've seen it.
A few stories from different people talking about, you know, their daughter wearing their necklace. Like, my daughter never wears jewelry, but whatever reason, she just grabbed a piece of yours that you had made me and, like, wore it to school. It's like, cool, you know? I love that. I love those stories. It's heartwarming.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And about your music, I've heard your music, the songs that have came out so far, very good. Very cool songs. I like them. And,
beautiful voice.
Yes, I'm going to pull Alyssa up here because because I like pulling her up here. There you go. I like looking at her too. So, hi. Alyssa, so you know Jade, yes. right? I think if it wasn't for you, yeah. I wouldn't know about yeah. Jade. So why don't you ask Jade a few questions?
I want to say we met, gave us her, you know, her struggles in life. And it's just, it's nice to see that she's, you know, I don't want to say have come up, but, you know, life is lessons and you just can only do better. You know, there's only one way to go up, and that's up once you're already down. And like, just knowing her from way back, not way back, I mean, it's not that long ago, but it seems like it's been so long, especially mm-hmm. with the pandemic and all that. It's nice to see her grow and actually living her dream and doing music. I mean, I got her links and listening to her on Apple Music and Spotify. First it was Spotify and then Apple Music, and you know, she's got a great voice and it's wow. It's really good. Are you gonna have a whole album come out, or are you just releasing singles right now?
So thank you for all those kind words. I really appreciate it. Yes, not sure of exactly when, but it is in the upcoming plans for the future. So singles for now. I have my first show that I'm opening for next Friday, February 10th in Long Beach. So oh, wow. I've been kind of working on songs to go for that show and be prepared for that show. But going forward, I have a ballad coming out on the 27th. It's called Lettere de Amore. It's going to be the love letter to myself, like the old me, kind of, and everything that I've been through. And then going forward from there, I'll probably start working on an album.
Oh, nice.
Wow. So you got a live performance coming up?
Yeah, in Long Beach, at Cocoa Beach Presents, 9 p.m. next Friday. I'm opening. G-Cam, a rap artist, is headlining. And then we have another guest, Iso Cali, who's also a rap artist. And it's going to a good cause. We're raising funds for Our Generation Cares. It's a nonprofit organization that helps the youth in Long Beach. It provides them with resources and knowledge and access to use their creativity and kind of see outside of the box, you know, where they're marginalized and stuff. So it's for a good cause, $15 entry, and we're going to be helping out the youth, you know? So
nice.
I'm excited about that.
So you're going to be performing live on stage already. Alyssa, mm-hmm. you hear that?
Nice. Yeah. What was the venue called again?
Yes.
It's
can you
Cocoa
tell us?
Beach, Cocoa Beach Presents. And it's off of, is it the PCH, I believe. Yeah.
I know we have the, I think on one of the pictures you sent me, it has the address and everything on it, right?
Yeah.
I believe. So I'll just post that.
Again.
Yeah, I'll post.
If you guys show up, that would, you know, make my day.
Oh, yeah. We never know about us. We're rascals. We show up and we're not even invited, so you never know.
Good time. That'd be a great time.
But, yeah, what we'll do is we'll post that flyer you sent me again after the show on our page and then in the comment box and all that so people can get the address in case they can't find it.
I love that. Anybody comes, you know, the support is everything, so...
I'm going to pull.
Next Friday, right?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Let me see here. Let me pull up Eddie. Eddie, you got a question for Karma.
So this new song you said it's a love letter to yourself?
The ballad?
No. The song. Okay.
Yeah, the song that I'm working on next comes out February 27th. And it is in the translation in Italian is love letters. Okay. But it's kind of like it's gonna be a love letter to like my past lovers and the person I was who allowed myself to love them.
Okay.
And it's kind of my goal with that is to just really release like whatever other traumas I have left. So keep moving forward because that's where I'm at right now. I'm doing it and I just need to just keep progressing. That's the goal with that one.
Okay. Very cool. I have a question for you. Now, this is from me directly to you. This has nothing to do with these other characters over here, Alyssa, Eddie, and Alberto. Last time you were on, I know there were some things that I think you wanted to say more, but you didn't get to say it, you know what I mean? And I don't know if it was just the interview and maybe, you know, you didn't take advantage of, you know what I'm, you know what I'm kind of saying? Maybe you, you had some other things you, you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And maybe you didn't grab that chance. I don't know how to say it, but that's why we're here again, because
I understand where you're going.
I just don't know how to explain it. It's kind of like, I know you wanted to say more, but I don't think you came out and just went for it, you know, whatever questions were being asked. But we're going to make sure to get it all out today. That way we know when the interview's done, definitely, you're going to feel good about it and we're all going to feel good. But jewelry and music, that's a good combination, Alyssa. What do you think?
Yes. Yep.
I don't think you should stop doing one, because
it's both creative.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course, you know, jewelry is income, you know.
Oh, yes.
Not three kids for that. So mom's got to make money. You know, this music stuff isn't paying yet, but the goal is to get there. So I'm not going to stop till then, at least while I still have the time and, you know, need.
Mm-hmm.
For sure,
hey, the music that I heard, they're really good. It sounds like something I would hear on the radio, like on a Power 106 or something like that out here in Los Angeles. That's something that I could hear on that. That the music that you put out so far. Yeah. Alyssa, do you have any?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, she's got a great voice. I mean, I think you have two songs out, right?
I just put out another one yesterday.
Oh, so three. Yeah. Okay.
I knew that because I'm a big fan of hers. It came out yesterday.
I listened to two of them. I was at work yesterday. I didn't.
Oh, you know. Well, then that means you're not a real fan. I wait till they're released. Go ahead, Alyssa, with yourself.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the two songs that I've heard, you know, I've got to listen down to the third one. But they, you know, they're great. I mean, again, like Steve said, it sounds like something that you would listen to on the radio. It's really nice. It's catchy. It's modern. It's, you know, it's like now, you know, that, you know, with current times right now.
I appreciate you saying that. And that was kind of my goal with making it catchy, because I'm just coming out with music. So I wanted to create things that could get stuck in your head. And that was my goal right now. And then my next goal is to be able to write music, you know, because I write my songs. So my goal that really showcases my voice and the power my voice has. Because I've realized for myself, the few songs I put out, yes, radio, good, kind of monotone, and it's like hiding my voice. And I need to figure out for the next songs that I put out how to write better for my voice, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just so I could
create showcase the range. Beautiful, you know?
Oh yeah. Look at you, you're all talented. Very talented, and you have a lot going for you. And I know you said earlier, just a little while ago, you're trying to find yourself and all that. And everybody has that, like, you know, what do I want to do? You know, I like doing this, and I don't, you know. And I, last time you were on too, I got that. But you seem really confident now, and I see it. I see you smiling. I see you a little more happier. Not that you weren't happy last time, but you look different. I mean, I don't know, Alyssa. Am I seeing something?
Really, really nervous last time.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I think you were nervous.
Definitely, but I just knew deep down this is not what I wanted. But I was kind of lost and just trying to figure out a way. But now that I know what I want and know what I'm doing, everything just makes sense. I feel like that's what I've been saying. Like, it feels like my life makes sense now.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Look at that.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
Oh, who's this? Oh, Eddie. Let me pull Eddie up. Let's say that again, Eddie. I'm sorry.
Who are some of your favorite artists that you like to listen to?
The music I like to listen to and the music that influences me are like two greatly different things. So I just want to make sure that you're asking what I listen to, what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, I love rap music.
Okay.
I love old school rap. The 2000s too are great. G-Can, he's actually my favorite rap artist of this time, and I got him to do a verse on my last song, so that was really cool. Rap music.
Boy up here, yes, I'm like, I can see the confidence in her today, the happiness and the smiles. It looks good. I see a total difference. I mean, don't get me wrong. You looked great last time. Always pretty, but you can tell you're
dead last time. You're being kind.
Oh, well, well, you look good rolling out of bed. Okay.
Okay, I need to be on.
But Eddie, you like rap music, don't you?
Yeah, I like rap.
I've heard you shooting out a few lyrics. Maybe you could do a little duet with
one of your beans.
Yeah, oh yes,
I'll be in the background.
He's been pretty good so far, you know. But he wants to be a part of the show, you know.
Mm-hmm. How many kids do you have?
I have three sons.
Three sons, all boys. All boys to protect mama.
Yes, and they are they're sweethearts. They're wild. They're wild as heck. But they have great hearts, and they're very smart.
Have they heard your music?
Yeah. One of them, they sing all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. They'll hear it and they'll just start singing along. The first time my youngest did that, like, I lost it. I was like, oh my god.
That must be a good feeling that, you know, when you're doing something like that or whatever you're doing, and then your kids are like singing your song. How cool.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I've had a lot of moments recently. Like, I'm not a crier. You know, I like to be a tough girl. It's because I've been hurt so much in my life. So I act tougher than I am, probably, but I try not to cry too much, you know. But recently, like, I just kind of, sometimes I'll just burst into tears a little bit for a second, quick second, but out of nowhere, because I'm like, wow, like, I'm so overwhelmed that this is my life now. Like, I am happy doing this. And I'm really excited to keep doing it. You know, it feels right. It feels in tune with who I am and what I've wanted, and I wouldn't want it any other way, you know.
Right.
So I'm glad you guys see that, and I'm glad you guys I've known you from a little bit of the past too, because it's always encouraging, you know, because sometimes you forget where exactly you were, but then when I think back to times like that, it's like, whoa, like, yeah, you know. I see what you're seeing for me, and it's important to see that, you know.
Yeah. I kind of have a little backstory here real quick, Alyssa, and then I'll let you go. Uh-huh. I was trying to actually push Karma a little bit a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I was trying to push her to come on the show for our Christmas show. And I wanted her to be our, what do you call it?
Main eventer?
No, the one that introduces our show to for our Christmas. So I was trying to push her because I wanted her to be, I wanted her to be that person, you know? Mm-hmm. And, that was the plan. It didn't work out, but Karma, I was feeling you, and I was kind of pushing you to bring you to do something like that, to be the main stage of basically introducing us. So I just let you know, I think a lot about you. I think you got a lot of talent there, and always take advantage of everything that's like stuff, you know. That's just something little, but anything, like performing live and anything.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, stuff happens, and then you're on this journey, and I've learned, and I would have loved to. I definitely would have loved to, but going forward, you know, I would still love to, and I'd probably be more prepared this time around, so.
Oh, you will be. Don't forget. We're not going to forget you. Don't you worry.
Please, no.
Karma, besides your boys, what takes up more of your time, the jewelry or the music?
Well, right now, music. Definitely music. I've been pushing a lot, and I've been in the studio a lot for the last couple months, just because I wanted to get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But since I'm having the show, and then I know for sure I'm gonna have that song out on the 27th of February. I'm kind of just taking it easy, gonna focus on jewelry, you know, handle other things. You know, I got a few things I'm trying to do. You know, get prepared.
Alyssa, I think there's got to be some people you're working with, right? Or who's putting these songs out? Do you want to give them some shout outs, or whoever's putting the music together, helping you put producers and et cetera, et cetera?
Oh yeah, of course. We got Mark Solomon. He is a engineer out in Hollywood. He's the kindest soul, and he's very talented. He's been doing this for over 20 years, and it's been great working with him and learning from him. And he is also pushing me to do better and be better and learn what I need to do to be successful in this business. G-Cam to Maskin. They're both artists who have been having my back and just helping me find my way in the industry as well. So I appreciate them so much. Yeah, I mean, those are the guys right there. You know, I wouldn't be able to do what I've done so far without those three. So definitely shout out to them.
Very cool. We can't forget those people, because yeah. Everybody involved has a job. Alyssa, I know I see you just dying over there. Let me pull you up here.
No, I just wanted to say you have people very proud of you. You've got Kathleen. It says, "Go Jade, Karma. We're so proud of you. At Kathy and Uncle Bruce are watching."
Oh, I love you guys.
Thank you. Wow. Look at our show has gotten so tender. Look at all those years we've been.
What I was going to say earlier about her, how she says she's not a crier. I'm usually not a crier either, but there's certain things. There's certain things in life that like get you, that just tug at your heart and bring those tears of like joy, happiness.
Yeah.
And there's a different, you know, when you're crying because you're sad or you're crying because you're hurt. But to cry when you're happy and you're joyful is totally different. And it's great that you have those tears and not the other tears.
Yes. And honestly, like, not even joking, this is probably the first time in my life, like, I'm truly happy. So, like, it's just think about my whole entire life. Like, I didn't really know what it's like to be like, I'm gonna be a sad girl right now. You know, but as I always so joke around, I'm like, yeah, I'm a sad girl. Like, I always felt the sadness in my heart from, you know, my life and what's happened. And, but to have control over my life now and have my beautiful boys who keep me going every day and just being able to do this, like, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
And you know what else? You know what else she's probably happy about, Alyssa? That she's on the M25 show.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
And she knows her, us. She's
part of the show. Your aunt and uncle, very proud of you. See, people see things when people are genuinely happy or, mm-hmm. or they're okay in life. And that's a good thing, and especially when it's family and dear friends. And look at us. I mean, I know we know each other through the past. Like, you came on our show. But I've noticed it when you came on today. I was like, I see something different, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you keep rolling with it, because if you're happy, don't stop. Right, Alyssa?
Right. Right.
Don't plan on stopping.
Yeah.
Let me see. Eddie? You pull up Eddie, because Eddie always has a question. Because
well, I'm so glad you're positive and happy. I hope this new venture brings you great joy.
Thank you.
Wow, Eddie, that was
so tender.
Yeah. Look at Eddie being soft.
I'm a tender guy.
Oh, yeah. Eddie is the tender of the bunch, right? He's the flower guy and cuddler, so we have
a flower and chocolates kind of guy.
That's right. Let me see here. I'm going to pull Karma up. Karma, what you got anything else to say to, let's say, people that are they're watching? Let's just say maybe there's other friends watching or family members that are watching and very proud of you right now, and you know, that would mean a lot to them. I'm sure it means a lot just to see you here smiling like that. So do you have anything to say to them?
I'm thankful for everybody supporting me, especially now. You know, I need the support now, and so to have that is fantastic. So thank you.
You know who else supports you? Us crazy people right here. We support you, and you're friends of our show. And if there's anything we can do, like play your music, or you want us to help promote anything, you know, we'll do it. And I don't want to thank Alyssa for, she's actually the one that told me about you, told all of us about you. And it was a good thing she did, because you're a good person, good singer for sure. You make some cool jewelry. You're a good person, good mama. You're good, just a good person. So you just don't, like Alyssa said, you know, if you're down, there's one way, only one way to go. And just stay on that track and be happy. Oh, God. What am I turned into?
I started from the bottom and now I'm here.
Yes.
You guys are amazing, and I appreciate y'all very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
But Karma, I gotta tell you, I'm not a cuddler or nothing like that, like Eddie. I'm you know, maybe you coming on the show today kind of got me a little soft, but I just I can see the difference, and
Don't listen to the music then, because you'll just
putty. No, especially that ballot that starts coming out. Oh my gosh. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to listen to it by myself in case I tear up. And you know I'm not going to tell anybody either. Okay, let me pull Karma up. Karma, anything you else you want to say before we get out of here? The floor is yours. Anything you got going on or you want to say to anybody else, maybe to maybe they're feeling a certain way that you know how it feels, how to hang in there, maybe.
I don't have too much to say other than do what makes you happy and kind of fuck the rest. Part of my French. Let it go. Do what makes you happy. You know, and that's what I learned to do. And people who are really there for you will be there for you. So I wouldn't worry about any of that. I wouldn't worry about disappointing people, because half the time you're probably disappointing yourself more than you're disappointing them, because everyone thinks about their own life anyway. So just keep trucking along on that path to happiness, I guess. And I'm just grateful. That's all.
Well, I think that's very well said. What do you think, guys?
Yeah. I think
And before we go, I know Eddie wants to know something, and so does everybody else. Why don't you tell, okay, is this the singles that are coming out of your songs? They're just singles, or is it going to be put on like an EP or something like that? Or how's this working? Do they just buy it singles?
The ones that have been coming out will probably go on my first album as like filler songs.
Okay.
Because my next goal is to get songs that really, you know, like I said, showcase my voice. So I'll just throw those in there, you know, and have them all on one album once it comes out.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. So these are the singles that are coming out are just a little taste of what people are about to get.
Teasers.
Exactly.
Yes, I like taste. That's like a taste test. I like it already. I like tasting things. You know, and I like.
It's like anything else, you know, you figure out what you're doing by doing it. So. Mm-hmm. You know, like cooking, you don't know how to cook what tastes good together until you try the herbs out together and see if it tastes right, you know, and how much of this and how much of that and what you could change. And it's literally the same thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing.
Very cool. So Alyssa, you remember when this show is that she's going to be performing live? If anybody wants to go see it, that's in this area, or even if you're not in this area, you want to go see Karma perform live. Is this the first time?
Yes, and you're supporting a great cause as well, helping the youth who love art and love to do what they do, but might not have the resources or the knowledge on how to do it.
So it's Friday.
Okay, I'm sorry. What does it go toward? It goes towards the youth, helping them.
It's a nonprofit organization called Our Generation Cares, and it is a bunch of young entrepreneurs and just underprivileged youth, and they get resources and knowledge and training, they get help to, you know, make their visions come into reality, because sometimes, you know, when you're underprivileged, you're kind of in a box, you know, and you can't see outside of that box, so they give them that knowledge, that power, that help to really thrive in an area or place in life where they may not be able to.
Very cool. And Alyssa, do you want to tell everybody where it's at? It's in California, people. So if you're out of state, you got to hop on a plane. But if you're in California, you can just drive on down there. Where's it at, Alyssa?
It's in Long Beach. I forgot the name already. See, look at me. I got to look at the flyer. Coco Beach Presents. See, I almost got it. Coco Beach Presents.
Want to mention this about Coco Beach, because we actually originally had the show for the 17th, 18th. We're going to do back-to-back shows, but they actually have to evict from that property on like last minute notice. So we moved our show 1 week before. We're doing one day, but all the support's going to help them in transitioning into, they have a community center, so they're going to transition there for now you know, because they have that space, but going forward, so it would be really nice to just get as many people to support as we can there for that reason, especially.
Very cool. Can people just donate if they don't go to the show? Is there something like that going on, or is this all ticket sales?
I believe so, and I will get that to you.
When you get that link and all that information, you'll get it to us and we can post it for you. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Because there's people out of state and stuff like that, and they may want to help, and they can do it that way. That won't be able to make it. And the CJ, oh my god, what's the matter with it? C Karma? I think of everything. I was almost going to call her the wrong name, but it really wasn't the wrong name. It's just,
this is your secret identity?
Right. Just like Superwoman.
Oh my gosh. But I do, before we go, I want to tell you, I like your look. I love her look, Alyssa. I think she's a beautiful woman, and I like her look. And singer, looks, good head on your shoulders, smart woman. You're going to be all right. So don't forget about us, okay?
I will not forget about you guys. But on that note, I'm going to get going because little one definitely is a lady
magic. All right. Well, everybody.
Thank you.
Karma, thank you so much for being on the show. You take care and don't be a stranger. And we'll have you back on soon.
Of course. I don't think she can. God bless you guys, okay. And I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right.
Okay, bye. See you, Karma. Everybody go check out Karma next Friday. Correct, Alyssa?
Yes. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. See you, Karma. I think she has to... Oh, okay. Sometimes people don't know they have to let themselves out, huh?
Yeah.
But, I think she did.
She's been on the show
before. She knew. She's gone.
Yeah. Coco Presents. Excuse me, Eddie.
Coco Presents.
Coco Beach Presents.
Coco Beach.
Coco Beach, not Coco Beware, Coco not Beach. All this Coco stuff.
But
I do like tasting things.
We should try to make it out there as a group.
Yeah,
we can try. Right.
Hey, Eddie, it's right by the ocean, and Steve's not going. Huh?
Yeah, it's by the ocean. Steve's not going.
I'm not. That's one thing I don't like to taste is the ocean.
It's on dry land. It's not in the ocean.
It's too close. Just, see, he can smell that salty air.
It's one asteroid away from putting me into a. Going into craziness. I can't handle that, Eddie. Don't make me, okay? You guys go and take video and send it to me.
Alright.
I'll be there in heart or whatever in spirit. You call it. I'll be there. What do you call it? Spirit. There you go.
Spirit.
Alrighty.
She's
yeah.
A long way. She's doing good.
She looks much happier.
Yeah, she looks happy. Good for her.
Good for her. So everybody, you can also get her music on most streaming platforms. Is that right, Alyssa? Mm-hmm. Most of them or
yeah,
all
I
of
know,
them?
I know for sure it's on Spotify and Apple Music. But I think she is on other stuff. You can always just look
Amazon,
her up.
Amazon Music too?
Maybe. Probably.
Or maybe.
Why, you got Amazon, Eddie? Or are you just being silly now?
No, I
have. You know, I have Amazon Music. Was that a shot at me?
You know, Eddie has everything.
Got them all.
All illegal.
Yeah.
Just like all his Facebook and Instagram. And...
Oh, we got some breaking news. We're speaking about social media with Eddie.
Oh.
I got some breaking news here.
Eddie's got a TikTok.
Eddie has a TikTok.
He's doing dance videos. It,
Eddie, no, that's fine, but I'm proud of you, Eddie. You don't have to do TikTok things, but I'm glad you're there to watch, especially you're following our show now, so you can see when we post like promos and stuff like that.
Okay,
that's what I was gonna say. God, I'm really...
Who are you very excited?
No, because I hardly ever watch. I think I got it for
Christmas.
Steve sent me to watch it or something. I forgot.
Well, I'm glad you did. I mean,
you know, Eddie, of all the social media, you got the worst one. No,
I'll
say hi to the Chinese government for me because they're watching you.
Let me take it off right now, then.
Oh God, here we go. Eddie, just stop it.
Okay, WhatsApp.
Damn.
Huh? Yeah. WhatsApp. Put the messages on the WhatsApp.
Oh, before I forget, everybody go to just type in Karma on music streams and listen to Karma music. Karma is the name of the artist, and you can hear her music there on all the streaming platforms.
WhatsApp, isn't that a Mexican social media site?
Well, it's used.
There he goes.
It's used a lot.
It just went over Alberto's head.
No. What over my head?
He says it's a Mexican. Like, what's happening? Is that what you're talking about?
No,
Eddie?
No. It's an app.
It's an actual app.
It's a Mexican app.
Yes, it is.
It's used a lot. It's used a lot by let's say Mexicans because they can contact family in Mexico.
Yeah.
Without doing like direct calls or something, they can. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like this. You can like video chat. You can call.
You can do
on
that
it.
On Facebook.
That too, but they don't want to be on Facebook.
It's called WhatsApp.
I thought that was a Chinese thing or something, though.
No, the TikTok is Chinese.
I think that's Alibaba.
Chinese can only have one or what?
TikTok is Chinese.
They have one like it. I forget the name.
I don't know.
Alyssa, do you have a
WhatsApp? Eddie, welcome to social media, Eddie.
Well, yeah, Eddie. He thought I was going to say something to put him down or something. I was just saying, basically, thank you, so you can watch what's going on off the show.
Eddie lip syncs to all those Charo songs.
Oh. Is that the Coochie Coochie girl?
Yeah.
No, not that. I mean like the Ranchero songs.
Mm. Oh.
He does his fake music videos with his pickup truck and his cowboy hat.
Charo. I went to her house last couple weeks ago.
What?
You went to her house?
Drove by herself. Drove by her.
Oh, Eddie's stalking?
she's still alive?
Yes. I don't know. I think I went on a... Remember I told you I had to pick up that girl from the airport? She wanted to go to...
Pick up the girl from the airport, your mail order bride?
No, it was someone was visiting. One of her dreams was to go to the... what's that? The Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Oh, uh-huh.
The girl that was flying on the plane?
Yeah, so I took her and then we ended up doing that tour.
Doing the deed?
No, doing the tour. Well, that too, but we're doing the tour.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait
a minute. We got breaking. Wait,
we did that Hollywood tour. Hold on
a second, Eddie. Back up. Do we have breaking news?
She did the Eddie tour?
Alberto, we have breaking news.
Give her a full tour.
Is Eddie on the loose again?
No.
You're just doing the deed on the side?
Well, if his girlfriend finds out, he will be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm proud of you, Eddie. Yeah, well, I don't want people to think bad of me, but you're not married.
No, we did the Hollywood Walk of Fame tour.
You guys got together, like, romantically?
Saw the house Michael Jackson died in and everything.
Oh, damn.
Now he's avoiding the question.
Yeah. Did you guys end up naked together?
No comment.
So no, I had my shirt on.
I played the fifth.
Shit shirt on.
I had socks on.
Oh.
Did you do the horizontal mambo?
Oh. Well, I mean, you did pick her up from the airport. You could have made her take an Uber, so get something, I guess. I'm very confused. I don't know, Alberto. Do you think there's a trouble in paradise, or Eddie's just sowing his oats?
I think Eddie, like most men, is just lying and bragging.
There's none of it's true.
he got shot down, and now he's telling us his buddies. All over Hollywood.
Yeah, he probably picked up Will at the airport. I'm just messing with you, Eddie.
Sorry, I'm going to
jump to a different topic before Eddie quits the show again and we get another
To wrap
letter.
It up, I guess Charo's still alive.
Okay.
Wikipedia doesn't give an age, but says
he
has
a nice house. She has a nice house.
Well, let's go do a show
over
there.
Thanks, Eddie.
I drove by and waved.
She's got to be like 70-something.
Yeah, she flipped you
probably
off.
Probably older.
Would you still let her wave her boobs in your face?
Yes.
At 70, 70 or 80?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What if they're just flopping everywhere, like knock you out? Well, she had some big boobies, right?
Chance I'd take.
That's their gimmick.
Yeah, but they might be a little more wobblier, right, Alyssa? The little wobblier at 70 or 80?
Yeah.
Wasn't she the one that slapped the cop?
Yeah. Yes.
No, that was Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
According to the
Charo
internet,
72.
Okay.
So Eddie, 72. Would you do the, you know,
the
boob
deed?
with your? No, just to, you know, making out with the boobs.
Yeah, why not?
Motorboat.
Oh, she looks like she got a nose job. Look.
Does she look good still? Well, oh, that, she still looks good.
I think that picture's from like 2013. that picture's 10 years old.
That's just what came up. Oh yeah, 2013.
I don't know what's more disturbing, that Alyssa just shows a picture right off the bat and Alberto knows the date of it.
Well, I had gone to Wikipedia first. Yeah.
Yeah. It,
Wikipedia tells you when that picture was taken. There.
Oh, okay. Relax. In 2013, I'd sleep with her. How's that? That's nice. Isn't that nice? She was what, in her 66?
Roughly. You do the math.
Yeah. I don't know what she looks like now, but this is like another picture of her.
Oh, she man, she's got a body there, doesn't she?
Eddie will hit it.
She was like, coochie, 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 coochie girl.
Yeah.
Wow. Get it, Eddie. You know where she lives already. You might as well act like a dress up like a mailman and go to her house or something.
Dress up like a mailman.
The milkman.
A pizza delivery boy.
Right.
Amazon
the
driver.
Pool boy. You can be the pool boy. Your Speedo.
Oh,
The cabana boy.
I was going to say, we'll make a video of it, but man, we'll cut it right there when Eddie comes out in a Speedo. No more.
Okay, I heard this story, and it's actually from Alberto. I don't know if it's true. You know, he gives these things, and we don't know if they're true or not.
Okay.
Okay, what we'll do here is we'll ask Eddie and Alyssa. After, don't say nothing, Alberto, okay? Whether it's true or not, or if you know it. And I'll read the title, and Alyssa and Eddie, you tell me if you think it's true or not. Okay. Okay, white woman gives birth to black baby and accuses her husband of having sex with the black woman.
False.
Alyssa?
Do I think it's true?
True or false? Do you think that...
I think it's true, because she's crazy.
So Eddie thinks it's false, Alyssa thinks it's true. What is it, Alberto? You're the author of this, so...
I'm not the author, I just found it on Twitter and I put it on the group.
Yeah.
So you don't even know?
I haven't read the article.
Oh. This game is already trashed.
But like Alyssa says, I think it's true.
Can you Google it and see if there's a story or?
Jeez. Oh,
how do you put me in a position where I thought we have a cool game now?
Okay. I guess now 2023 is the new and improved M25 show. I guess everything I post is actually going to be talked about on the show.
Right. Well, I thought you posted it for ideas.
You gotta
have
a backup.
I didn't know how to go research it, so.
Oh, you're just throwing stuff out there, huh?
I don't even know the source. The thing is cut.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, while he's looking, have you guys, I got a story that is true.
Okay.
22-year-old coach fired after posing as a 13-year-old in JV basketball game. You guys hear about that one?
Yeah.
What is going on with that, Eddie?
22-year-old coach?
Posed as a 13-year-old. Basketball player.
High school basketball. Well, she must have. I think somebody must have saw her, recognized her. I guess they only had four players. This
was
basketball.
Was it a guy team. Or a girl?
A girl.
Oh.
Okay. Like a,
I read girls. The headline, but I didn't read the whole story.
As a girls' team, they only had four players, and so the coach went and suited up. And joined the team, and she was killing it too. She was the lead scorer.
Oh, wow.
And somebody said something, so she got fired. But she was doing good, eh? She was doing a lot of assists.
I forfeit on my record, but, you know, getting fired deed. Is fine, yeah.
She was doing a good deed.
Yeah, she sure was. She was good, doing a good deed all over the other players.
Jeez. Game must go on.
I agree. Game. Let me see here. Which, yes, it was a girls. It's a girl.
What does she look like? If she looked 13 or
right?
Well, it's funny is, you know their team, and their parents knew. I wonder if it doesn't
they
say
have to know who the coach is.
It doesn't say if they are the ones that told on her, or if the other team recognized. Maybe they had played in the past. It doesn't say.
She was a ringer.
So, okay, would you guys... Okay, here's a situation you and for Alyssa and Eddie. Say you go to your kid's basketball game, and this situation happens, and you're watching it, and whether you have son or daughter or whatever, and you see the team come out, and you see the coach come out in your uniform and playing. Do you go on? Do you say anything or do you keep it quiet?
I'd say stuff to the other parents, like, what the fuck's going on? Why is the coach playing?
Yeah, why is the coach going on?
No, but would you say anything to the administration, or would you just be like, damn, get it? Let's get the CIF.
Exactly. I don't think I would say anything, but I'd tell like all the parents, like, what the hell?
And wait, Yeti, what would you do? Would you celebrate or go? We're going to CIF now.
I don't think I would say anything, but then yeah, I'd be like Alyssa, like what's going on? Why is this happening?
Yeah, but I mean, what if that player is just kicking butt and, you know, scoring 60, pulling down 30 rebounds, just killing the whole, just taking care of business? Would you be like, you would say nothing? I mean, besides to your
fun to watch, I guess.
Your parents, yeah. That you know, would you wouldn't say loud enough so the opposing parents on the other team would hear, right?
Right.
No.
It'd be fun to watch, I guess.
So, yeah. So you basically keep it to your whole self.
Mm-hmm. Just enjoy the moment.
Look at you guys, deceitful pigs.
We're all cheaters.
All cheaters at heart. Just watching, cheering, going, yeah, just give him a name, right? You know, her or him?
A ringer, huh?
What would you call him? by name?
The coach?
Get it, coach. Don't be yelling out. Get too excited.
Whatever number they got on. Go number 7. Go, go, go. You know?
Okay, I think we got a update. We found out if the story's true or not.
Who's a new kid?
Well, you know, they do those movies, like, what was it, Never Been Kissed, where, like, you know, a 20-year-old looks young, goes back to high school.
Yeah.
And wasn't that one of the plot that Barrymore's brother, was it the Arquette guy, he went back to help her out, and then he joined the baseball team?
Yes.
And he was, like, a 20 or 30-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So I guess, you know, it's true life imitating Hollywood at that point.
Wasn't it David Arquette?
David Arquette.
Well, they're probably just trying to help, you know? They only had 4 players. They could have suited up any other time when they had more players and said, hey, you sit down, not Kurt. I'm going out.
Well, remember, you know, it wasn't an actual game, but in a certain practice, the coach actually tried to get in the game and made a fool of himself.
Oh, here we go. How come you're always involved in every story?
Well, anyways, so you want to hear if it's true or not?
Well, do you want to finish the story when you were trying to catch that pop fly and fell down?
No, it was a ground ball and I fell down.
Eddie has flashing lights behind him.
Who?
Oh, Eddie thinks he's a superstar now. He probably has people come over to my house and take pictures.
Well, no. We know Eddie's a TikTok star. He probably has those, like, strobe lights and everything, and the ball that turns around. With
all of a sudden, lights were going behind him. I'm like, is there, like, cops behind you?
Eddie's doing a TikTok video as we speak.
Eddie, you doing TikTok live?
No.
Eddie's doing TikTok live.
The next time we're gonna see, like, he's all lighted up because he's got one of those round.
He's probably got more followers than all of us.
He's probably gonna come up with glitter on his face. Okay, so let's wrap this up. So I guess, what is there's some article. I don't know where from. It comes out of Canada, so I'll just read it. It happened in a Spanish hospital last Monday. When a white woman was giving birth with her husband present in the delivery room, the labor was progressing smoothly until the baby appeared, causing great confusion. First, the medical team thought that the baby was darker because of a respiratory failure, but when the whole body came out, they realized the baby was a healthy little black boy. The exhausted mother opened her arms to receive her newborn son, and when she had it on her chest, she immediately yelled at her husband, quote, you bastard, I knew you were cheating on me. Look what you have done. Go away. The medical team respected the woman's desire and asked the man to leave. They tried to explain to her, she can only be her to blame. But the lady insisted, quote, I have never cheated on him, but I saw him chatting with a black woman one time.
No, I don't believe it.
Remember, this is a crazy Spanish woman, so.
Yeah, you know that, yeah. Eddie. You know crazy Spanish women.
She got caught. She didn't want to be caught.
Right.
What would you do if you were in that situation? Like, if you had a baby and it came out black and you're dating a white guy.
Oh, shit. I don't know what I would do. Shocked. Like, oh, my God. Obviously, I cheated.
Shocked again. Oh my, like, you didn't have no idea what happened, huh?
I mean, I'd be like, you know, I'd be probably like embarrassed and like, oh my God, I made this guy believe that this was his kid and it's not even his kid.
Could you imagine, Alyssa, you laying in the bed, right? And you're just say your boyfriend or husband's with you and he's helping you through the process, right? Holding your hand.
Push, honey, push.
Push. Get, you know, the happiest day of his life. And they lay the baby on your chest and is he black? What would you say? I mean, what could you say?
I think my great grandmother was black, so maybe it's just a gene.
Right? Oh, exactly. It's in
the gene somewhere.
She tries to explain it away like the red hair.
Right?
Oh, yeah, you know, the dormant gene.
Does it skip a generation?
Right? It'd skip a couple generations.
Oh, that'd be crazy, huh? Well, yeah. You know, I'm sure it's happened, you know? It's happened.
But it just happened in Spain before.
Who's the Facebook user that's commenting?
I don't know. Alberto's usually the one to check on that stuff. While he's checking,
smoking one right now.
Hey, while he's checking, do you know you can name a cockroach after an ex and have it fed to zoo animals on Valentine's Day?
They do this every year.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. This is like a story every year. A cockroach, a stink bug, or whatever. And
I thought you could just buy one and name it and keep it for yourself.
You can, I guess.
Beat it up.
I'll die.
I'm not going to beat it up.
Step on it.
Oh, my God. So does anybody know a musical performer named Lotto?
Lotto.
L-A-T-T-O.
No. Isn't that a shoe?
Lotto? No, it says Lotto. Oh, I'm sorry. Lotto.
No.
L-A-T-T-O. Nobody knows?
Rapper?
Alberto, can you Google that for me?
Oh, boy.
So maybe she's a popular singer. But
it kind of sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Anyway, I guess she was selling her used panties. It says,
maybe that's why I think I remember seeing that story.
She was?
It says, Lotto's used panties were removed from eBay for violating health and hygiene guidelines.
That's where I saw it, yeah. I saw it. That's not gonna, that theme sounds familiar. How many pairs do you have, Steve?
No, those things are like 10 grand. I love that kind of thing, but holy mackerel.
$10,000?
Jeez.
And then Alberto, does it show what she looks like or that's Lotto?
That's Lotto.
Let me see the bottom half. Hold on, let me click this out here so I can see. Oh, she's got some thighs on her, so
$10,000? Wow.
Jeez. Well, for Steve, money's no object. Especially when it comes to panties.
Yeah, but you know what? I love that kind of thing, but that's a lot of money, Alyssa.
Yeah, a lot of money.
It is.
Man.
I don't know.
Everybody who was planning on buying a pair of her underwear, they
can't pull them. Anymore.
Can't buy them anymore. So if you
if
got
you do
one.
Have them. Yeah, it's a collector's.
Collector's item.
Well, go to Natural Wonders, enter the M25 show code, and get Steve some money so he can get some panties.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Alyssa, here you go. It's your, you've got the stage for a minute.
Oh, I was going to look to see who this Facebook person was.
Alberto, I got that too.
Oh, there you go.
You got what?
It's
the Facebook. Richard.
Who is it? Is it Richard?
No, it's not Richard. We got Joshua Richardson.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
He's smoking one right now. Whatever he's smoking.
Okay, Alyssa, why don't you talk about our sponsor and how they could buy the stuff?
Natural Wonders is a natural body products. They have body wash. They have, I think, a new body wash that just came out. I remember seeing Eddie wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. And it's, oh my gosh, I went blank. Wow, it's been so long. Go on their website, Natural Wonders. Natural Wonders is WUNDERZ.com. Place your order, and when you go to the promo code and you put the M25 show, you'll get 25% off your order. 25%, it's a lot. It benefits our sponsor, it benefits us. It gets, our show promoted. you know, they have wonderful products. They're really natural. They smell great. They feel great. I use them on my face. They have a whole face cleansing line. They've got lotions. They've got body wash, all kinds of stuff. So check it out. Order what you think is great for you. Put our M25 show in the promo code and you get 25% off your order. And Alberto's going like this because he knows I fucked up.
You know, Alyssa, I'm gonna send you a script, okay?
Thank you.
I mean, I don't like. I'm not beating you up, but what it sounds like is, you know, when a kid has to go do a book report in front of the class and they haven't read the book.
Steve always throws me on the spot.
Yeah.
We should have Alberto do it. He did it. Right? He did that one time.
Yeah, he did.
You want to do it?
He wasn't doing it.
Right now? Hold on.
Oh, turmeric. Turmeric is the body wash. That's it. I knew it was a new one.
The turmeric is good for your bones, isn't it? Don't they say it's good for your bones?
I heard for your balls.
Your immune. It's good for your
balls. To heal. To heal.
Yeah.
That's what I heard from Eddie. It's good for your balls. I'm like, what the heck?
No, I was going to say while Alyssa was doing this that... You do commercials for this and then send it so we could post it.
You want to
record yourself?
Oh, pre-record?
Yeah.
We're supposed to get together. We can just do a proper commercial.
Right.
Well, Alyssa, you know how to do it, right?
Sometimes I get
by yourself. No. Like, I've done them by myself here and just
record myself and send you guys a video.
Yeah, just look at one that I just, did.
Do a little better than Steve with the sunglasses.
Well, I don't see you doing anything.
The M25 show.
Okay, so I don't see anybody else helping promote our sponsors.
I just don't want to.
Eddie, Alberto,
right.
Alyssa.
I buy their products, so.
At the grocery store, and I'm like,
right at Ross.
At Ross on discount.
At Ross,
everything helps, right?
It doesn't help us.
It doesn't help us.
Oh yeah.
He goes to the Ross checkout saying, "Hey, if I say the M25 show, do I get 25% off?"
Look at him like he's crazy. What is that?
they call the security guard over. Get this guy out of here.
Right.
What do you mean, promo code?
Promo code? We don't.
Do you price match?
Oh my gosh, too funny.
No, but I use their products, so.
Let me see.
So, Steve, are you going to tell us about why your fingers are taped?
Well, when it's a funny story that you posted in our group page, the little heart about Valentine's Day. So, it reminded me I needed to. Take care of business. So I went a little wild and I kind of messed my fingers up. So that was a good one. I like that one with the heart. I like that one. I was that day. I was going lefty, Eddie. But I never seen that.
Did it feel like a new person?
Is that called a meme or what is that? What is that called?
It was a meme. Yeah.
That was a good one. I like it.
Single guys.
I was like, hey, that's a cool one. I like that was a good one, Alyssa. Good job.
Oh.
I'm still here.
Valentine's Day.
I'm still here.
Let's
You
waited this whole time?
Sorry, I had to go off camera for a second.
Okay. Is everything okay now?
That was fast. God, you're faster than Steve.
I thought I was fast. Oh, Eddie!
Oh,
always
Eddie, are we keeping you awake?
Always.
No,
that basically shows how our show is. Wow. People can't handle it.
Rough day at work.
Well, Eddie, I'm glad you're here to take it out on us. Okay, let's see here. 10:24. We're almost time to get out of here. Okay,
no. Super Bowl. We started late. We're gonna go late.
Oh, I got business to go to. I got business.
You owe me $10.
Oh gosh, stop it.
Okay, I'm putting
what's up?
I'm putting that whole pre-show on. No cuts.
You put on what you want. It's all good. Anybody, hey, podcast people that are listening, Alberto and everybody appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Podcast he does listeners? Stuff on there that I don't even know about, pre-shows and all this. Right. I hope it's great. And
pre-shows and post-shows, and I got hidden microphones in all your houses.
So if you enjoyed the podcast, everybody we're watching live stream.
I got a hidden microphone in Eddie's house. We're going to hear his girlfriend yelling at him for cheating on her. That's gonna be a whole show on its own.
Eddie, I'm not even going to talk about it because... I don't think I want to know.
Eddie, you still haven't told her about the show, have you?
What?
You still haven't told her about the show, have you?
Can't hear you.
Uh-huh.
Why would he even... I was thinking about why would he even tell any... Why would you even tell your girlfriend you do the show?
Yeah, at this point, yeah. Like, I do a podcast with my friend. Oh, how long? 9 years.
Oh, God.
9 years? That long?
This July will be 9 years.
So, really? Eddie, you've actually been lying to your girlfriend. You know that, right?
I haven't been with her that long.
How long have you been with her?
Eddie says it's not lying. It's 5 years. It's just the omission of truth.
I know. Imagine if she finds out you do it. You just go, hey, I do this show. And she's like, how long have you been doing it? No, about 9 years. She's like, 9 years?
Eddie doesn't think much, but she's looking for a reason to break up with him. And this is it.
This is it.
I think it somewhere in like season two or something, that's when he got with her. I remember him talking about, meeting up. So,
look at why can't you be like Alyssa? Alyssa, her boyfriend, know right away, right?
Yep. He was just standing right here to tell me he's going to go for a walk.
Yeah. See? Alyssa's honest with her man, Eddie.
Yeah. Yep. Look at, he even comes up and says, hey, I'm going to go for a walk. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Talk, they communicate.
Yeah.
Eddie's picking girls up at the airport.
And then picking up a streetwalker on Hollywood Boulevard.
No streetwalkers.
What was that? American Psycho? Girl. Christian Bale. He picks up like the high class hooker and then he picks up a streetwalker.
Oh, gosh.
And bangs them both.
Well, she was visiting from Minnesota.
She's gone now. She won't bother Eddie.
She's gone now.
Eddie used his burner phone for that. She doesn't have his real number. Mm-hmm. Did you tell that girl that you're on a podcast? No.
No.
Was it an old friend like from high school or something, or just a random person you met online?
No, it's an old friend from.
Was it the one you hit from her brother?
No,
she's back.
No.
This is way. He's so afraid of the brother.
The old neighbor.
No.
You take her back to the crime, to the scene of the crime.
That girl
She still lives out here, right?
Yeah.
She still lives
your neighbor?
She still lives next to Eddie.
The sister.
I was going to say, yeah, the sister's a neighbor.
Do you guys ever look at each other and laugh about it and talk about it sometimes?
Do you reenact it?
No.
Every
out the window, get stuck.
Every time the neighbor has a family reunion, the reenactment.
She's married now.
He's like, I don't remember this window being so small.
No, actually, they remodeled the house, so it looks totally different.
The window's gone.
Look at the window's lights gone. Again.
They closed that thing up and said, we got some bad memories.
They remodeled the house.
It's actually next to your house?
The wall, yeah. The wall is a little taller now. I used to be able to jump over the
thing. Not no more.
They built it higher.
That's high.
I want your ass.
They're like, make this higher. Yep.
Make it high enough so Eddie can't jump.
They curved it inward on the top so Eddie can't go over
easy.
Wire on it.
Spikes and razor wire.
That was why you got all those questions a long time ago when they were asking how tall you were. So they could tell the construction people.
Those were good times.
I guess so. So you're not going to let us know who the mystery lady is, huh?
No, you don't need to know that.
Okay, I got to know this at least, okay? I got to know. I'm not a one-on-one name. So Eddie
cannot deny in case, if I was just, like I said, he's just bragging. Nothing happened.
Does your other half know that you have a friend that was coming out?
Yes.
And you were going to show her the town? Okay, see? I wanted, so she knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
But she doesn't know what happened.
Maybe Eddie's in an open relationship.
Oh, wow. Really? You're one of those guys that I see on Facebook where it says relationship status, it says open?
No.
It's complicated.
Whatever I feel like doing.
Oh boy.
Oh, here we go, Mr. Tough Guy.
Eddie, cross your arms again. You're acting tough.
There's no ring. You see a ring on me?
A ring. I do what I want. Pick people up from the airport and show them the town. And
I just won't tell her nothing.
Hey, just whatever you do, Eddie, don't go back to those days when you picking chicks up with the passenger door with the handle gone and all that shit. Don't be doing that.
They can't escape.
He's rigging the Jaguars to speak.
That was the best story I think I ever heard from you.
Eddie's kind of waiting for that technology where you can push a button and the windows get tinted automatically.
That's
a true story, though.
She's beating on the window, trying to get
out. And it's black.
That's a true story, though.
Yeah, I know it's true. I believe you.
Eddie claims he's innocent, but no.
Yeah, Eddie's picking up girls on the street, right? Hitchhikers or whatever.
I heard the story, and she came out.
Where was Eddie's claim that she was at the 99 cent store and needed a ride across the street? To the Target.
Across the street. Yeah. It's only like 100 yards away.
No, it was
a hot summer afternoon.
I had stopped at the 99 cent store for I forgot what.
You don't have to explain yourself.
No.
I forgot what I stopped for.
Baby wipes to wipe her down.
Eddie, are you buying condoms at the 99 cent store?
Pregnancy test? Where you get the pregnancy test?
Oh. And she was spermicide. She was shopping for a cake for her one of her kids. It was her kid's birthday or something. Cake mix. And they didn't have it, so she asked me.
Why didn't you just pay for them? Shit, it's her kid's birthday, and she's at the 99 cent store.
They didn't have cake mix at the 99 cent store.
This is actually kind of sad.
Take her in her car?
So she asked me if I would drive her to Vons so she can get cake mix. So I said, yeah, I'll drive you there.
And then
that
was the last time she was seen alive.
Oh, no, come on.
Eddie's car is like the Roach Motel. You could check in, but you can't check out.
She got out.
And you had to go outside the car and pull the handle.
No, I just rolled down the window and she opened it herself.
She should have known right from the get-go when he said, you got to hop in the window, the door don't open. Like General Lee.
Duke to pass herself.
She didn't know when she jumped in, though. She didn't find out until...
Eddie knew exactly what was going on.
You see Eddie smiling and behind her going, she's almost in.
That's a true story.
Eddie's actually, oh man, it actually worked this time.
They start calling it Eddie Bundy.
No, not Eddie, just Ed Bundy.
Ed Bundy.
Al Bundy, huh?
No, Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy.
He needs to pick up those chicks and you need to get a VW bug. That would really do it.
Carry some crutches with you.
Oh my god. Alyssa, would you do that with somebody?
True story.
You're shopping or something, and you just ask some dude in the store, hey, can you give me a ride?
No.
I mean, it's basically like a 5-minute drive. You know, it's. I can't say you can see the other building.
That I don't know. No.
Even though it was Eddie?
Huh?
He looks all innocent like Eddie. You see that beat up car and go, you know what? This guy can't be that dangerous. Look at him. No. Eddie, when you turn the car, did it make that squeaking sound I get used to?
No.
I can't even do this with you, Eddie. I don't even know. Yeah,
Did you run out of gas?
What happened when you said bye? Did you give a peck, a kiss, and say bye? I'll see you around?
She just said thanks. And
She went in the store and I told the employees, can you call 911? I was almost kidnapped. there was an APB on Eddie's car.
I did a good deed. I did do a good deed.
And then all of a sudden there's like 5 police cars behind him.
Her son got his birthday cake and she was happy.
Well, were you invited to the party?
You went into the store and checked on her?
No.
And he goes, I'll push the shopping cart for you.
What conversation could you have though, like on the drive to Vaughn's? I mean, do you just talk about how was work or what do you talk to a stranger about?
How old is my son?
So how old is your son?
Yeah, I did ask her how old he was turning.
Eddie, see, that's Eddie. He's just a nice dude, I guess. I don't know.
You know what,
I guess...
Eddie? You know, we joked that Eddie was the victimizer, but he could have been the victim real easy.
You know, yes, she could have beat your ass, stole your car.
you know what? Maybe it was. She saw the car go. You know, this guy ain't shit.
That's probably the real story. He probably got beat up by her.
She took his car. She had a boyfriend following behind him. That was going to be an ambush in the parking lot.
They get to the car. All her friends jump at him.
They see Eddie coming out of the car to turn open the door.
That didn't happen.
All right, yeah, we better stop because Eddie, I don't want you to get upset.
Eddie's going to leave again.
Stories.
It's a true story, though.
we're not saying it's not true.
Did you get a selfie with her?
Huh? I didn't have a phone back then.
Oh, man. Did you put it on TikTok?
I was gonna say, did you at least plug the MP5 show?
People. Have you done that before? Or after that, helped out a person in need.
I've helped out a person, but not.
Not a woman.
Them a ride.
No, not giving them a ride. Oh, co-workers.
No, I'm just talking.
We're talking about random strangers on the street.
Not random people.
Mm-mm. Well, Eddie. You're good. You're a good guy for helping just that lady out too.
Just to learn your lesson, Neil. Be careful next time.
Yes, you have a Jaguar now. So yeah,
right. this time they'll probably mug you.
They could go. They're gonna go to the 98 and go, a Jaguar's here. Then the girl, they go find him. We'll be waiting out here.
It's the same girl. It's like, this is the guy who had that shit car 5 years ago.
She's gonna say the same line. Oh, my kid needs his birthday, and Eddie's gonna go.
They don't have the cake mix here.
How old is he now?
And then Eddie's all right, I'll take you.
He's in the van with the cake.
I'll take you. Funny. And the kid, that's actually the kid out there waiting to beat Eddie up. He's all grown up.
He's driving the other car.
Don't go to 99 cent store for cake mix because they don't have it.
That's really the sad part of the story. Oh, she's buying cake mix at a 99 cent store for a kid.
When you can go to the store and it's like $1.29.
Yeah. Sometimes it's on sale for 99, right? Dunkin' Donuts or whatever.
Not in inflation anymore, but back in the days.
Well, they didn't have it, so I think that's why I did it, because she told me that story. And
so people out there in the internet land, if you want to rob Eddie, just give him a little sad story.
Yeah.
Eddie, help you out.
All right.
If you see a guy with his arms crossed with the MT5 show jacket, that's your dude.
Actually, it's getting cold in here.
I know, I'm freezing.
Check out the fan on.
It's cold.
Okay, before we get out of here,
Super Bowl, noise. Super Bowl. Are we going to have a Super Bowl party for the show the week before the show?
Next week?
I guess just wear team jerseys, I guess.
Okay.
Next Thursday. Okay. And
are you going to have a throwdown in the morning again?
Are you going to party?
I think so. Yes, I think so. My Maggie's gonna be gone. She's leaving for a week. So
she finally left you.
Ooh. I don't know. I'll find out if she never comes back.
Eddie gives her a ride from the 99 cent store.
Give her a ride to the airport. Never see her again.
I want to go buy a cake for Steve.
But we're gonna have something. So of course, Eddie. So I don't know what we're doing yet, but something in the front again. I don't know what. Something easy like last time with the sandwiches or something. That barbecue was nice, but it's too much work.
Eddie will do the carne asada for you.
No. No barbecue. I don't know. We'll see.
And then
Alyssa?
Then we all have to go home and watch the Eagles win.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Alberto?
I'm working.
Eagles party.
Oh, here we go.
She's gonna come with her Jalen Hurts.
Gotta be against me, huh? That's all right. Hey, that's more the better. Don't worry. We're gonna walk out. We're gonna walk out with that trophy.
It's gonna be a good game. Hopefully, I think. Two teams match up well.
It'll be a good game. Let me see here. And that's it for today.
We won't have Brady to kick around anymore.
Oh, he's gone again, huh?
Yep. We'll see if this time it's
sick. He says for real this time.
What do you think, Eddie? You think it's for reals this time?
Yeah, I think this time it's for.
Yeah, he finally got the wife out of the house.
Yeah.
Do you think he did it to try to go back with her, or do you think he doesn't really want to be with her? Really? That's crazy, huh?
I think he knows his time is up. That's what I think.
Well, because he had a bad season, or didn't go to the Super Bowl or whatever. He had a bad season, like most teams have.
Yeah.
Had a bad season, but
because he had his chance 2 years ago to go out on top, and
nope. Yeah, he had his chance to go out on top as a champion, and he.
Well, you see what he did. He went to a team that was stacked. When he first got to the Buccaneers, they were loaded.
Yeah, and then
of course anybody would have had a chance. It's a good quarterback, you know.
And then the team got stacked real quick. Left.
He should have retired. He should have retired right after that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
I think he was trying. I think he was trying to go to the 49ers because I think that's where he grew up, and then it didn't work out. That's why he retired.
Did they try to?
I think he tried to get out of his contract with Tampa Bay. That's why he retired, and then they wouldn't let him. So he went back.
Maybe.
Oh, because they get compensation for him, right?
Something like that.
He could have went this time. He was a free agent. If he really wanted, they needed somebody if he wanted to go.
They have Niners have three quarterbacks all injured, but they should all be healthy by next year.
Wasn't Jimmy G on the New England too? Wasn't he Brady's backup?
Beats me.
I think so.
In New England?
I think so. Yeah, that's where he came from, right, Alyssa?
Yeah, that's where he came from.
Who? Jimmy G?
The quarterback for the 49ers?
He came from the Patriots, right? He was under Brady. So. Under Brady.
I think so.
The second string?
Yeah.
Well, he's gone. Yep. We'll see. He'll probably be back start of next season, maybe.
Be in the USFL.
Yeah, maybe. But he said it's for good this time, so maybe it is. All right, guys. Well, we got to get out of here. We'd like to thank our guest, Karma. Go check out her music on all music streaming platforms. Just type in Karma, K-A-R-M-A, and check out her music. And go check her out, not this Friday, but next Friday in Long Beach. I don't know the address, but we'll post it. Unless, Alyssa, do you have the address?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, it's in Long Beach. Cocoa Beach presents.
$15 goes for a great cause.
$15, and it goes for a great cause. So we'll post up the flyer and everything with the address. And with that, we're going to get out of here because it's Thursday. And for some people, it's their weekend. So is your weekend too, Alyssa?
No, I work tomorrow. I work tomorrow on Saturday.
And Saturday. It's far from Alyssa's weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shit. Well, everybody but Alyssa. Well, Eddie, thank you for letting us relive that moment with you. And
a trip down memory lane.
Something we'll never forget. I'm sure you two won't either. Imagine if they ran into each other. What would you guys? Would you be like, "Hey"?
I don't remember what she looks like.
Ooh.
Damn,
you, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, he says that, and that, I know we got to get out of here. But you said that before in the past, and I'd be like, if I picked up somebody, just a random person from a store, just once in my life, I would remember what they look like. If I did it all the time, if I picked up chicks all the time randomly. Then I could see forgetting it. But if you just pick up one person in your lifetime, you can't remember what they look like?
No, I wouldn't remember what she looked like.
I would be like the worst witness for a sketch artist. I would not be able to describe anybody.
Okay, Alyssa, if you're shopping and you pick up some dude from the store and give him a ride somewhere, something you've never done before and you probably would never do again, and you're having a conversation talking about his kid's party or whatever, and you have the conversation all the way to the store, you wouldn't know what he looked like?
No, you probably not.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
What if they were handsome or pretty? You wouldn't remember still?
No, I don't think so. Because, number one, you're concentrating on driving. You're not really looking at the person.
Right.
You see them for 2 seconds, and then they
But you were shopping them. Together. Eddie was shopping with this person in the 99-cent store for a while, and they were chit-chatting. He knew about the birthday party. He knew about things that I would not know about.
All I remember is her ass. That's it.
Oh, and with that, we're out of here.
Like a
See, now it's getting
Porky's, like the movie Porky's. The glory hole.
Porky's?
Porky's, remember they were sticking their...
The glory hole.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they had all to right. identify it because it had a mole on it.
Next week, we dive deeper next week into Eddie's glory hole. Glory hole moment. All right, guys. We'll see you guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Have to face stupid reality again.